Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB, and I'm running it solo today because this is the JB show, as I like to call it when I run solo. The JB show, where we just sit back, have a little drink, shake our ice cubes, put your pinky finger up, and sit back and listen. So Cody is on vacation. He's out in Vegas, probably at a whorehouse or something like that. No. He's out there drinking some beer, hanging with the wifey, I believe. I'm not gonna lie. I don't even know what he's doing. To be honest, I actually don't know what he's doing. I guess he's just drinking. To be honest, I mean, what else would he be doing when he's traveling? You know, he's fucking drinking. So, everything I've seen so far has just been drinking. So we switched a little few things around here real quick. Ooh, that's really fucking good. So it's supposed to be Cody's week, and this is Mezcal month, but I thought we'd switch things up a little bit here, and I'll get to introducing my drink in a little bit here. Instead of Cody week, I decided to do a JB show. And for a JB show, well, we do things a little, you know. It usually started off as like store picks, but since it's Mezcal month, I wanted to keep the theme going. Although I almost did pull out some bourbon because I was drinking earlier as I was working and stuff like that. So my schedule has been sucking ass through a straw. So bear with me, ladies and gentlemen here. It's going to be a real quick show, though. It's going to be like probably 15, 20 minutes. Not going to be that long. I got some things I got to go do. And then I got some work I need to finish. So, and then your boy got to get his car detailed. This car looking dirty as fuck, so. But, first thing I wanted to talk about here was, so there's been, like, reports all week about, like, an incident over at Golden State, one of my favorite teams in the NBA. I just want to knock this out real quick because my man Stewart, 2727 here on Twitter, he sent me the video of the drama, which I didn't know there was video that dropped of it, so. When I was listening to it or watching people talk about it, they kind of made it seem like, you know, oh, just a little disagreement between brothers on teams, you know, just, you know, how brothers are in the locker room or whatever and stuff like that. And mainly what I'm talking about is Jordan Poole and Draymond Green. So apparently a video surfaced out, and whoever recorded this and posted it, I'm sure the Warriors organization is looking for that person, because they're about to bury that motherfucker. I assume they did not want this to get out. And I'm watching the video now. That fucking Draymond punched his ass so fucking hard. Like, it's fucking hilarious, because it's one of those moments where you ever been so mad that you thought you went to go cool off by keeping your distance, whatever, but then you sat there pondering it and thinking about it, and you was just like, nah, fuck this dude, man. He said some shit to me that I didn't like. Now, the way people were reporting it before this video got out, they were mainly saying, like, there's a disagreement, you know, Jordan Poole probably said something Draymond didn't agree with, and, you know, they have just like a little shoving contest. Stewart sent me this video. This ain't no shoving contest. Draymond knocked his ass down on his fucking ass is what happened here. This was these were fighting words. I don't know how these two are gonna get along now on this team. I gotta tell you. this might I mean, depending on how badly Poole wants another chip, I mean, maybe he'll suck it up or whatever. But Draymond's known for doing some things that he tends to either apologize for or whatever it may be. I just got to say, when I saw that punch, I just went, what the fuck did Jordan Poole say? Then my point there was, because I heard people saying like, oh, Draymond took a cheap shot or whatever. That wasn't no cheap shot to me. That was right in his fucking face. Cheap shot to me is like, you know, behind their back. Because first it started off as a shoving contest. Well, Poole shoved him, whatever. I mean, what the fuck do you expect when someone shoves you? You should be expecting a fist to fly. So for me, I didn't find that to be a sucker punch. I disagree with every analyst that said that was a sucker punch. That's not a sucker punch. You shove me, you getting punched in the fucking face. I mean, that's just how it goes. So let me just watch this video some more. Hold on. Is there even volume to this? I think TMZ was the one. He's TMZ, man. They got people located everywhere. Look at your great Draymond's hanging out. He's thinking about it. And then he just said, you know what? Nah, fuck that. Let me get in this dude's face. Hey, man, don't ever cry. Oh, he shoved me, so I'm going to punch your ass right in. And then lands on him. That was like a UFC punch. Let's watch that one more time. Look at this. The replay. Jordan Poole pushes him, and then bam. That motherfucker did like a Superman punch because he shielded his whole body into this fucking fist. Now, Jordan Poole did get back up, and apparently they finished his practice, so he's not injured. The only thing I would say to Draymond about this is you could have injured that man, and that could have hurt your team. Second all, if he was really hurt, I guess he still could file charges if he wanted to because I don't know. Poole did touch him first, so, I mean, I don't know how that would work out, actually. So, I don't know, you could use that as, oh, that was self-defense, I guess, because, you know, he put his hands on me, so I reciprocated, but, yeah, Poole gonna have to lead team, because let's be real, this is Curry, Clay, and this is Draymond, Curry, and Clay's team, okay, Draymond ain't going nowhere. And I don't even know if Draymond would honestly fit anywhere else, to be honest. I mean, I always hear people say, like, he's one of the best defenders of all time right now. Whatever. And I just go, like, no, I don't think he's the best. I just think that he just fits well in that organization. You know, he knows his role and he plays it really fucking good in this organization. I just couldn't see it fitting with anybody else here. Poole, though, man, he can go anywhere. He could probably go anywhere. Unless they made amends. Man, I guess we'll have to wait and see how the Warriors play going forward. But I gotta be honest. If I was Poole, man, I would be fucking launching that ball at Draymond's face. First of all, he wouldn't have got that shot off. Because I'm looking at it going like, yeah, Draymond wouldn't have got that far with me had I shoved him or whatever. I'd have headbutt the fuck out of him right when he got in my face like that. But it's not like Draymond's towering over him either. They're about the same fucking height. Let me watch this video. But this shit's hilarious, so I'm not going to lie. I do love how all the analysts saying, oh, Draymond took a cheap shot at him. It's like, that ain't no cheap shot. Got in his face. Poole pushed him or shoved him. And then, look, I can see Draymond over there laughing. He laughing. He kind of like brushing it off, but he just like, motherfucker, don't you ever, hold on, let me let this brother know. Motherfucker, don't you ever in your life. And then he pushes him, oh, and then he swings on him, there we go, and then he go down. Who was that in the, I love how the people in the red jerseys, they just kind of like, just like watching, they not trying to break it up at all, whatever, they just like looking from a distance like, damn, did that just happen? I mean, it's really fucking funny. So thank you, Stuart, for sharing that. I started seeing that once he shared it with me. I saw it like fucking everywhere. That video got around like crazy. And it was crazy too because what was crazy about it is the way he launched his whole body. That wasn't no, yeah, I'm in a disagreement with somebody right now. That was more of a, nah, I need to lay this motherfucker out right now. Yeah. I'm gonna teach this motherfucker a lesson. Don't you ever disrespect me like that again. Ooh, man, oh boy. Okay, anyway. So like I said, people, it is Cody's week, but right now I decided to switch things up and switch this with the JB show that I do at the end of the month usually. But lately me and Cody's been doing something else. Ooh, man. Ooh, that's kicking in now. So I decided to make a cocktail. We was gonna make cocktails at the end of the month. But then I was just like, let me just go ahead and switch that up anyway, because usually the end of the month is JB show, And we were going to do cocktails at the end of the month anyway, so I just figured, well, might as well just do a flip-flop then. So then next week we'll just do Cody's week. He'll bring his mezcal in, and then after that we'll do mix and match. We'll wrap the month up with mix and match here. So cocktail, I call this, actually I'll give the name later. So I made a mezcal margarita. I love margaritas. I think they're refreshing as fuck. I ate a shit ton yesterday, people. Ooh, man, went to Steak and Whiskey. Ooh, took the family. Took the family over there. Ooh, baby, I got my sister here right now, whatever. She had a little sip of this drink. She said, ooh, that tastes like a barbecue. I said, that's exactly what I was going for. Mm-mm-mm. Because it's a mezcal margarita. It's supposed to be smoky, baby. So, ate a shit ton. Working from home, you know, just chilling, relaxing. Got football on in the background. I guess I'm not really chilling if I'm working, to be honest. And I was like, let me go in here and make a drink. I got something I want to do. I actually was saving this for cocktail week, but I was like, I'm going to go ahead and do this right now. So what I made was a spicy margarita. And here's my ingredients, what I used. I used, where's that mezcal bottle at? Here we go. Whoops. I used Bozal, however you say it, mezcal artisanal Espadin barrel Mexicano. That's got 47% alcohol in there, whatever. Ensemble. I actually had this last year for mezcal, my mezcal week. Comes in a nice ceramic decanter. It's a fucking beautiful bottle here. And I was like, I need to put that mezcal to use. So I went in there. I chopped up some jalapenos, too, that I had. It's because I used that to dash it off. I got my ice shaker here, right here. I filled this thing up, or what do they just call this? I guess cocktail shaker. I filled that thing up with some ice cubes in there about halfway through. Let me see. I did a jigger full of Bozal mezcal. And then I did a half an ounce of lime juice. And raspberry peach liqueur, because I wanted some flavor into it. And then I did three teaspoons of simple syrup. And then I added the jalapenos in there. I shook it up, poured that bad boy. I threw three ice cubes in here. Well, actually four. One of them broke in half, but, you know, so I guess five now, realistically. And that is a smoky-ass margarita right there. So, presentation. I got the right glass for it. Got the ice cubes in it. It looks great. Fantastic. When it comes down to the nose of this thing. Oh, man, it smells like charcoal.
I sell propane and propane accessories, I tell you what.
Yeah, I got that mesquite taste to it right now. You know, that little mesquite, you know, right when you don't even throw any meat on the grill. You just get it started, get it going, whatever and shit. And you hear that, and you're like, throw a fucking ribeye on that motherfucker right now. Ooh. So normally for mezcal, never use ice. Defeats the whole purpose of mezcal. You want it to be that mesquite smoky flavor, unless you're using it for cocktails. And I normally don't use ice for my margaritas. I always like grind that shit up in the blender. But I was looking for something refreshing. Going for that smoky. So when I knew Cody was in Vegas, I was like, okay, let's give me a chance to experiment a little bit here. I'm going to put some ice in here. I'm using mezcal too. And see how this works out. Now, I was reading about it. They're saying, yeah, you can use ice and mezcal cocktails or whatever, but never use mezcal itself. For Simple Four, I was like, oh, thank God. Because I was like, this could really fuck this up here. But also, I wanted something spicy too. But at the same time, the reason why I use all that flavor and the ice in the first place as far as the liqueur goes is because I wanted it to be refreshing at the same time. So I needed a little refreshing kick in my throat type deal here. So it looks like lemonade actually in the glass. Oh yeah, got that lemonade color. I taste the lime juice on my palate, the mescal. It just like oily flows right off the tongue, and the finish, it just has that spicy smokiness to it. I love it. This is damn good. What did I give my last? I gave that a 3.0 last time. This is really good. I sent my sister try some, and she was like, "Well, that's really good." I'm getting better with these cocktails. Every time we do it, I'm just that much more impressed with my cocktail making ability. So, I'm doing this a 3.5. This is perfect. This is exactly what I was looking for, too. I wish I had, because at first I was going to use orange liqueur, but then I was just like, no, I want more berry popping than to counteract the lime juice. Because if I was going to use the orange liqueur, I was thinking like, it actually probably would taste really good too. But I was looking for something to counteract on the lime juice where I thought that that would just like complement it. And I was looking for a contrast in sorts when I used the raspberry peach liqueur. And it did exactly what I wanted it to do. I didn't know how it was going to turn out. I was like, this is going to be a fucking nightmare actually. Especially because I really had no set way of hitting my ingredients as far as how many ounces should I use or anything like that. I usually use the 1 to 2 ounce rule of pouring my liquor or my spirit into my jigger. So I usually go 1 or 2 ounces for liquor and then the rest of a half ounce. That way, because I usually like my liquor to be stronger than the actual everything else in it. So I'm dropping a 3.5 on this. The name I call this, by the way, since it's so smoky, it's got that fire to it. I call this the Fuego. I told you it's going to be a short episode. I'm pretty much done here. Damn, that's fucking good. That's a really good drink right there. It's nice and refreshing. It's got the smokiness to it. I feel the mesquite. It's got the flavor too as well because I taste the liquor right on the palate. The liquor and the lime juice. And then the finish is all the mezcal. Perfectly balanced. Just how I wanted it. This turned out just great. I can't wait for cocktail month. I think we said we were doing that. Yeah, we're doing that in November this year. So, yeah, that's crazy. We already put a schedule out for, or at least I sent Cody a schedule that I want to do for next year. So, I mean, I guess card subject to change, if you will. But let me go ahead and share some of that with you guys. Let me see. Oh, here it is. So, for January, we're going to do that seltzer shit we talked about. We're going to do seltzer month. Not looking forward to that, but I don't know, it could turn out to be good or whatever. I bet those drinks turn out to be just like, you know, flavorful, if you will. February, it's just gonna be, they're gonna be the first month we finally get back into like beer and whiskey. Pull out some bourbon, pull out some, you know, some good craft beer, and it's gonna be a good time. March, next year, March will be cocktail month. Going forward, March will be the official cocktail month. And the reason how I picked these months is because there's a week in each of these months where it's like National Cocktail Month, National Beer Month, National Seltzer Month, whatever the fuck it may be. That's how I came across it, or National Day or something like that. It's usually a national day, not week, sorry. April, we're going to do a straight beer month. I'm going hard on the beer because I want some distilleries to finally reach out. I had all the whiskey companies, but I want some distilleries now. May, I'm still thinking maybe that'll be the month we do Celebrity Spirits Month. But we'll see because I might be traveling in the summer, next year. Actually, I know for a fact I am traveling next year. So back on the plane ride. So we'll see if that just doesn't get switched back to just regular schedule programming, if you will. Or you might get more of these JV shows depending on my travel schedule. June, regular beer and whiskey month. July will be tequila month because National Tequila Day is in that month. August will be rum month. National Rum Day is in there. September will be Bourbon Heritage Month, obviously, so we're going to be doing the bourbon pours. And the bourbon Heritage Month, it can be bourbon whiskey, bourbon barrel wine, bourbon barrel beer, you know, whichever you prefer. We're just going to knock it out. October will be staying mezcal month. November will be a regular beer and whiskey month, and then December will keep that as cognac and armagnac month. So, not a lot of whiskey and beer going into this 2023 going forward. This might be a set schedule going forward, depending on how much I actually fucking enjoy a seltzer in January. If not, that shit's getting changed, because I don't plan on doing that every fucking January. So, yeah, a lot of things changing here on the last drop. Thinking of doing, depending on my work schedule, we're probably going to do an IG Live, too, for our... I know we're supposed to do that. I think we're supposed to do it last year, if I'm not mistaken. We should do an IG Live for our top 10 list, if you will. Best in... five worst of, but the best of the last drop here. So stay tuned for that. But man, the end of the year is wrapping up, so I just wanted to get some of that those notes out here, especially since this is a short show and I can just drop out some news. The longer the ice cube stay in there and waters down the lime juice, the less sour it kind of becomes, which I'm kind of not a fan of that. So I guess you got to drink these kind of like in small doses or right away, because there's a little bit of sourness to it, thanks to the lime juice. So, and I kind of like that. At first, I was going to call this the sour and spice. I forgot what the fuck I had a name for, because it was kind of soury on the palate, but then it was like spicy on the finish. So I had a different name for it, but then I guess the ice cubes had melted so much and it kind of diluted the sourness to it. Either way, they both still taste fucking good, so I'm dropping a 3.5 on that. So I'm done. I'm out of here, people. Next week, like I said, we'll be back next week with Cody. He'll be back from vacation, drinking all the beers and stuff like that. Want to give a special shout out to Steak and Whiskey, man. They fuck, man. That place is delicious. That place is just fucking delicious. All the fucking meat there is good. You know, I'm on a steak high right now. So I've been going to a lot of great steak places. So this place just kills it too, though. And the drinks too. Ooh, man. I got that Willet 8-year-old. Fire stuff right there. So, and I didn't even really spend that much neither. I mean, considering how I have four people there. So to me, that wasn't a lot, but still. It's fucking fantastic. So shout out to Steak and Whiskey, man. That place is fucking amazing. We'll be back next week. Talk more mezcal with Cody. Find out how much beer did he drink. Let's see if his liver's still living by next week too. That'll be hilarious if it isn't. And then I guess we're gonna wrap it up here. Like I always say, I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB. I want to thank everybody out there for tuning in to this quick little 20-minute episode here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I think today, which is Monday, will be Indigenous People Day. So take some time off. Spend with your loved ones, if you will. Or if your ass is busy like me, then get your ass to work then. Do some goddamn work around the house. Yeah, do something. Shit. Get up off your ass. Ooh, that's good. So anyway, people. Once again, I'm your Godfather Whiskey, I'm JB. Like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.